streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. Draft Eve. Tomorrow at this time is draft day. We've got a lot to talk about. Live in L.A., it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac, it's a very exciting time on the phone. Working sources last night. Several mock drafts I won't present to America. I presented to myself. I am dizzy with draft fever. I have to go home and hydrate. Draft fever.
Wow.
Very exciting. And your Mavs won last night.
It's a good night for us. 5-1 with the picks.
Yeah,
who's bragging?
We're bragging. We get hammered when we're wrong. Brag when you're right.
Thank you.
Yes. So I saw a story this morning. Peyton Manning says the Broncos are very interested in J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback, draft again tomorrow. So I would say about every third draft, not every draft, but about every third draft, second draft, there is a star quarterback, going to be a first-round quarterback, and I just don't get it. I mean, I have my favorites, ones I like, don't necessarily like as much, but there'll be guys I don't get. I don't get it. Tebow, Johnny Manziel, Mitch Trubisky, Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson. I just didn't get it. I was right in all of them. Don't confuse that with Baker Mayfield. I said that's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Still think he's one of the 20th best quarterbacks on the planet. I thought he was a bit immature. I didn't think he was ready to be a number one pick. I didn't think he was that talented. I thought it was a reach. Daniel Jones, I didn't buy at all. Baker's got talent. He wouldn't have been a guy I would have drafted number one, but he got talent. Don't confuse it with that. So my quarterback this year, there's a star, and I don't get it, is J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. I think he's Mitch Trubisky with a better college coach. He's mobile. He's a nice kid. But his ball dies. His ball dies. He misses easy stuff, misses too many layups. And unless his feet are pointed in the right direction and he is set and he's got time and he can look down his receiver, he's not that accurate consistently. I just don't see it. And again, what I just described, protection, your feet are set, you've got everything ready to deliver, you've got space, that's Michigan. That's not the NFL. In Michigan, you had perfect protection. The kid got sacked like almost never. I think he got sacked like in 13, 14 games, he got sacked like 17 times once a game. He played with a lead. He had a run game. That is not the NFL. What are you when stuff implodes? When you have to throw moving left? When you have to constantly avoid? Even Drew Brees, who didn't have the big arm and wasn't hyper-athletic, or Brady, constantly moving within the pocket. Constantly having to throw when you're uncomfortable in a muddy pocket. That's not Michigan. McCarthy's not that big. His arm is pretty average. The Ringer's Ben Solak on J.J. McCarthy, Ringer Bill Simmons thing, he said there are some real red flags on his profile. He said, I found his accuracy to the outside really wanting, especially to the left. His velocity starts to tail off. It's very Trubisky. That's what I see. It's very Trubisky, which is worrisome, and his mechanics start to crumble as well. The red flags don't preclude JJ from NFL success. They make him seem a little scheme specific. And I've said this. I think he works in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, Aaron Jones, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, and a great left tackle. I think he can work in Michigan, but I don't think he's a top five guy ever, and I see a lot of Trubisky. He is my I don't see it quarterback. I'll say it right now. I like Caleb and Jalen Daniels. I get the traits of Drake May. I think Bo Nix works if he gets Sean Payton. I think Penix can work if he gets Mike McDaniel, or maybe that Seattle situation where this college OC is now the Seahawks OC. But the JJ one, boy, it's got to land perfect to work, in my opinion. Jordan Palmer, who does this for a living, he's worked with Mahomes and Allen and Burrow. His thoughts on JJ McCarthy as a prospect.
Before each game at Michigan, when, you know, Harbaugh's hitting his pads and all that stuff in pregame, there was an understanding that they were going to rush for 250 yards that day. Had we seen games where they asked him to throw it 40 times and he just completed half of them and threw two picks, then that'd be different. That never happened. And so, unfortunately, when you're drafting anybody at the top, you have to make assumptions because we don't have we can't see how they were in the NFL, different than in free agency. We can literally look at how you stack up against NFL defenses. We can't do that in the draft. That's why it's an imperfect science.
Yeah. I think Jordan has the same concerns I do. I talked to an NFL scout last night. He's my I don't quite see it. Not saying it can't work, but it would all have to line up perfectly to work to any degree. That's my opinion on J.J. McCarthy. So this story is kind of shocking to me. The Patriots have the third pick. They are willing to move it. And the story this morning, they have not received a serious offer for the third pick. So remember the quarterback position. It's never been, let's start our entire discussion with this. It has never been a more quarterback important, quarterback centric league, quarterback crucial league. Now more than ever. Can't build around a run game. Quarterback has never been more important. And if you get the right one, Mahomes, Brady, they change a franchise. If you get a really, really great one, Lamar Jackson, he's worth up to 11 points a game. J.J. Watt, at his height as the best defensive player in the league, was worth less than a point. Brady, 19 years as a starter in New England. This is when, initially, it was a run league more than a pass league, 17 playoffs. Mahomes, 6 years as a starter, 6 AFC championships. There's no comparable position. I grew up with Walter Payton and Barry Sanders, to my eyes, the two best running backs I've ever seen in the entire league. In 23 total years, they made the playoffs in a run league less than half the time. And yet I still think at least half the coaches in this league, overwhelmingly the defensive coaches, don't get the value of quarterback. They don't get it. They show no urgency. They just don't get it. It's like water. It's free medicine. If you have a headache, they tell you, drink water. After a race or during a race, what do they tell you? Hydrate. Water. I've had doctors say, first thing they ask, are you drinking enough water? Yet as a society, all we do is pound caffeine, which dehydrates us. We drink alcohol, which dehydrates us. Literally professional athletes, during games, after games, what do coaches say as they get on the plane? Hydrate, water, hydrate, Gatorade, water, hydrate, free medicine. Most Americans don't drink enough. And I look at the NFL and I think this is why a third of the coaches get fired every league. Maybe they deserve to be fired. The Patriots haven't received a serious offer. A third of this league is awful at quarterback. Half of this league is just not good enough at quarterback. And there's six great ones on the planet. And I believe the two best quarterbacks are Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. Many like Jaden over Caleb. I saw another story today. Another scout said he's deeply concerned about the personality of Caleb. I'm not. He is. He's not the only scout. So if Jaden isn't selected second, you could get the best quarterback in this class, according to about a third of the scouts. The best quarterback. If Washington decided to take Drake May. Now, there's others that think Drake May has the best traits of all of them. He's taller, he's bigger, he's heavier than Caleb or Jaden Daniels. So getting to the number three, I mean, and we know this to be true, that, I mean, let's look at where the best quarterbacks in the NFL have fell to. Who was the best quarterback in last year's class? It wasn't the number one quarterback. It was the second quarterback taken, C.J. Stroud. Lamar Jackson was the fifth quarterback taken. Josh Allen was the third quarterback taken. Tom Brady was like eighth. Patrick Mahomes was second. So that third pick by New England, in a league where quarterbacks never been more important, where the best defensive player will be worth less than half a point. In a quarterback-centric league, nobody has called him about the third pick. And again, I will double down and triple down on this. Because there is great disagreement on Drake May and Jaden Daniels, you could be getting the second-best quarterback in this draft. And there are a handful of scouts. If Jaden Daniels dropped to three, you'd be getting the best. And recent history shows you the best quarterback in the draft is not the first one taken. Lamar was the fifth. Mahomes the second. Allen the third. C.J. Stroud the second. I mean, I feel bad when people lose their jobs, but there's a reason a third or a quarter of the NFL coaches every year lose their job. New England hasn't received a serious call on this? Are you kidding me? It's the only position. I mean, I have friends who have coached in the NFL, and they acknowledge, yeah, we couldn't get the quarterback right. So I went to college. I just couldn't get the quarterback right. Those are the smart guys. Those are the guys I feel bad for. But, I mean, never forget, a third of this league right now has a bad quarterback, and half has a quarterback that's not good enough. It's nuts to me. It's the only position worth over a point. And again, Lamar Jackson, if you go to games he's played with the Ravens and games he's missed, it's 11 points. Vegas thought Aaron Rodgers in his prime was worth 10.5 points. The average NFL game's decided by four. What are we doing here? Somebody call New England. They want to take the call. They want to make a move. All right, J-Mac. I'll get to Luka here in a second.
Hold on. I got to ask. So the Patriots' depth chart at quarterback is Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappi, Nathan Rourke. Do the Patriots need a quarterback?
Or the Patriots are deciding what we need more than anything is like eight starters, and the only way to get them is moving down. And you can subscribe to that theory that we're better off just getting a roster. There's two things they have to do. Get a quarterback and get a roster. If you get a quarterback with a bad roster, it increases failure. If you get a great roster and then get a quarterback, it increases the potential, albeit a year later, of success. So I think you can make an argument both ways. Roster first, quarterback second. If New England scouts are like, we love Caleb and we love Jaden, and by three they're like, now they may not make that move until after the second pick. It could be circumstantial. But we know now, this is not the 70s, 80s, 90s, or even 15 years ago. There is one position you got to get right. And then nobody gets fired. Andy Reid could be looking for another job if Mahomes doesn't land there. And he's arguably the best coach of my lifetime. And Belichick was fired when he lost a quarterback. We consider the best coach of our lifetime. So you can get the coach right. Andy was let go in Philly. Belichick crumbled in New England. You have to get one position in the whole franchise right. Do you see this week who got extensions? Brett Veach, the Chiefs GM. Brett Veach. Andy Reid, the president. Do you know why they all got extensions? Not because of the owner, because of the quarterback.
So the Vikings call the Patriots, and the Patriots, you know, hey, we're good at quarterback. Would you like to come up and get one? Vikings like, wait, we need a quarterback. So do you. Why don't you want Drake May or J.J. McCarthy? What do you know that we don't know? Why would the Vikings trade up?
Well, the Vikings trade up if they believe, and there are indicators that they may believe, that Drake May is going to fall to three, and they believe Drake May has the best traits in the draft, although he's not the most refined yet. There are those that I have talked to that believe just Jaden Daniels' personality and talent is the best quarterback. Not many, but some. There are more than a few, I talked to one last night, who think Drake May's got the best traits. Size, movement, arm, he got the best of them. But he's just unrefined. To that I argued, so was Josh Mahomes, Jordan Love. There's an argument to be made. Unrefined, but great traits is the guy you want to get.
So is it possible that the Vikings don't want to show their hand who they like, and they're waiting to see what happens at two? Because I know you think Washington's taking Daniels. The gambling odds say that. We've seen a lot of mock drafts say that. I don't know. I wonder if the Vikings are like, we don't know who's going to, so we're not going to trade up if the guy we want goes second.
No, I think that's very possible. My gut is, this is what I think. Chicago's in on Caleb. Washington's taking Jaden Daniels. And the Patriots don't think Drake May, with their current roster, has a shot. Minnesota thinks he needs a year of development. So I think Minnesota likes Drake May, and they're just going to wait and see who Washington takes. Mm-hmm. So I think if Minnesota makes a move, that could be the team that moves. But the truth is, they haven't taken a serious call yet. A third of this league is a garbage quarterback.
I think it's because Washington's such a mystery at two. The league is doing a great job this year of not telling people who's going second. Colin, let's be real. Nobody knows what Washington's doing at two. They have not had any leaks at all.
No, there's no leaks, but people inside the league know what Washington's doing.
I like that I'm on Drake and you're on Jaden.
Well, if I know what Washington's doing, and I believe I've been told, I'm not alone. I do not believe me, 3,500 miles from Washington, has sources that nobody else has.
Did they tell you that for a reason, your sources? Let's get Cowherd on the
My
Jaden
sources, their names might as well be Iron and Clad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
A lot of guys can score the basketball, high school, college, AAU, G League, and pros. To be a truly great player, generally in the history of the league, truly great, an all-timer, you have to be elite offensively and at least commit defensively. Tim Duncan did. Kobe did. Kareem did. MJ did. Tim Duncan did. They committed both sides of the floor. Steph Curry's a willing defender, but he's not a dynamic athlete. He's thin, can get pushed around, but he makes the effort. Luka, so far in the league before this year, was just an offensive player. It's why I've often compared him to Carmelo Anthony, who never really committed to defense his entire career. Carmelo chose not to be a great defender, because all the skills he had that made him a great offensive player, length, size, quickness, could have been used defensively. D. Wade didn't have the size, the length of Carmelo Anthony. D. Wade chose to be a great defensive player and a productive offensive player. It's a choice. And for the first time in his career, Luka has made a choice to play defense. And he's been very good this year. Last night against the Clippers, Mavs won, tied the series up. Luka was exceptional. He held people he guarded to 25% shooting, and he didn't guard stiffs. He was out there guarding Paul George and Kawhi, and he held them to 25% shooting. He should be a good defender. He's big. He's thick. He's powerful. He's long. He moves well for his size. There's no reason he's not a very good defender. I'm not asking him to be Ben Wallace, Tim Duncan. I'm not asking him to be MJ. He's not that twitchy. But he should be a good defensive player. And offense is about skill. Defense is about commitment and trying. And it's why I won't give a break to James Harden or Carmelo Anthony. They chose, despite their athletic prowess, to not commit to the other side of the floor. And it's why I don't consider them truly great. And they've never been great in April, May, and June. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
And to further that, if you look at what's happening in the NBA playoffs, the big term used is marginal contact. Right, so the league is now rewarding physicality. Scoring in these playoffs, J-Mac, as you know, is down 10 points a game. And teams like the Knicks and Cleveland and Orlando and the T-Wolves are really better defensively than offensively. And so this playoff is rewarding defense.
Yeah.
They are swallowing the whistle.
Yeah.
And Dallas, and we both noted this, they've made a commitment. Kyrie will never be a great defender. Again, he doesn't have a ton of length.
He's been locked in these first two games.
But last night, Luka was really good.
And
by the way, barking at his coach, like, I don't need help defense. Let me defend. And it's paid off.
Luka played 46 minutes, and the stats are, when he was the primary defender, the Clippers shot 2 for 17.
No. And he told his team, let me defend.
Yeah.
So
Luka locked in?
Woo! No, I mean, you want to be Melo or do you want to be closer to LeBron?
Yeah.
You got to commit on the other side.
Since you brought up the marginal contact in the reviews, I don't totally get what's going on. Like, LeBron was right. I don't know what's going on when they see these reviews. Like, that Kawhi should have been an and one. That looked like a foul. Colin, I don't love all these reviews and the flips. Like,
the Clippers missed all 11 shots, the staff just told me, that Luka contested. The second most field goal attempts contested without allowing a make in a playoff game over the past 5 years. Luka, in his entire career, had made a choice to not do that. He has made a choice to play defense. Carmelo didn't his entire career. Just wouldn't do it. Harden won't do it. Harden just waves his hands at you. That's not defense.
Ole, Matador action. All right, let's get to the NFL. Some breaking news here in the last 45 minutes. According to Ian Rappaport, Amara St. Brown and the Lions have agreed to a new deal. Listen, we do a lot of top five wide receiver lists. I don't know if you've ever mentioned him in the top five. He just got 4 years, $120 million, $77 million in guaranteed. The new deal makes St. Brown the highest paid receiver in the NFL.
So here's what's interesting. I'm shocked by this.
Stunned.
So I watched him in high school. His high school tape was great. I watched him his freshman year at USC. He was great. I've watched him in the NFL. He was great. But the coaching at USC was so poor for his final couple years at USC, he plateaued. And I remember talking to people before the draft, a good friend of mine who's a GM, and I'm like, I think he's a 2 to a 3. Great high school, great USC as a freshman, great NFL. Shows you the value of coaching. I felt at USC, I'm like, okay, he's just sort of, this is what he is. He has become, you talk about a grinder, routes, physicality. Dad was like a Mr. Olympias.
He was
a world-class weightlifter. So he grew up with nutrition, work ethic, cut, ripped, athletic family. But a lot of this, because he's not a burner. He's really twitchy, but he's not a burner. He's not going to run past everybody. He's fast, but
He's very good. But I'm going to ask you. You saw the numbers on the screen. Is he a top five receiver in the NFL? Well, and this is not a slight. He's excellent.
Okay. But you know what he is? Head down, works hard, no ego, Like Tyreek Hill, I get noise. I love Devontae, I get noise. A.J. Brown, I get noise. DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, I look at this list.
CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk.
You know what I don't get? Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yeah.
Worker bee. Head down. Productive. Teamwork. Work ethic. I'm not anti-receiver, but you got to have the right. Larry Fitzgerald, head down, great teammate. That position, there's a reason there's a term diva wide receiver and not diva center or diva guard or diva safety. He is the right kind of personality for that position. He's got a tight end's mindset and a wide receiver's talent.
And notice, there was no like, ooh, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Lions, struggling to reach. There was nothing. There was no chatter about this at all.
None.
You like it.
No talk, and then it's a deal.
Colin, I think the people watch these shows because they want our takes. This is going to be a hot one, but again, you're going to have to pay Ja'Marr Chase soon. You're going to have to pay him more than $30 million a year. Justin Jefferson. He's going to want more than St. Brown. CeeDee Lamb. At what point are we overpaying wide receivers when you can find them?
If I get the production and the right personality, part of being paid like that is not Brandon Ayuk leaking stuff on the internet. I will commit to any employee. I own a company. I will commit to any employee who's highly productive. But if you start using Twitter as therapy, or you start being difficult, that's a different story.
But so you don't the know reason, that when you draft these guys.
No, that's a second argument. You're talking about paying them in the NFL. I do know their personality now.
Right.
Okay, you're bringing up a second argument. I do know after 4 years their personality. Detroit knows Amon-Ra St. Brown's personality. So they're not just signing a productive player. They're signing a grown-up. So that's the downside to being noisy at any position. If I hear about your contract before it's signed, I have questions about, okay, I'm going to make you a cornerstone. I'm going to pay two guys on this roster this. Quarterback and a star receiver and maybe an edge rusher. Like Max Crosby's great example. The guy literally lives for sacks.
Right.
He's all about team, all about winning. Here's your money. You start going in, you start using Twitter as therapy, you start scrubbing your social account, you're telling me you're not an adult. I'm not paying you the big money.
Remember, we had a quarterback in here recently during a commercial break talking about his time in the NFL. I won't say the receiver, but two receivers were on the team. Both were up for a deal, and they gave it to one of them. And what happened? Stop being productive. Stop. You remember last week we talked
about
this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop showing up and was just like checked out. He got paid and he checked out.
Yep.
That's a big concern with a lot of these guys. I'm not saying St. Brown or any of them are doing that.
It's a big concern in all sports. You're not just paying for productivity. If I am a general manager or owner, and I am going to make you a cornerstone top three player on the roster, Chris Jones, Kelce, Mahomes, then you have to be productive in the biggest games. All three of those guys are. And you have to have the right mindset. Kelce will play hurt. Chris Jones, better in the biggest games. Mahomes is better in week 15 or playoffs. So that what the Chiefs have decided, they've let a lot of guys go. Tyreek Hill, noisy. Yeah. They let a lot of guys go. Snead, Super Bowl. Well, Chatter didn't play well. So Kansas City is making choices on who they sign. And it's not just production. And this is a message to all young athletes. Production's half of it. Your personality, temperament. Are you an adult? Work ethic. I mean, New England would keep guys a little longer. They moved off Randy Moss quickly. They didn't move off Edelman quickly.
All right, so Brandon Ayuk is in the throes of a contract. So what happens? He sees this. He sees $30 million a year.
And he'll make noise, and that leads me to believe I would move him. And I read a story yesterday that John Lynch is taking calls. Ayuk is great. He's A++ in the production stuff. But I'm going to make you a cornerstone guy. Yeah. Trent Williams, A+ production and temperament. McCaffrey, A+.
Okay.
Kittle, A+. Debo's can get a little squirrely.
He chirped a little back in the day. I get it. The last one, because we have a Bengals fan on staff. So Burrow got his money. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get paid soon. Ja'Marr Chase is now, based on these numbers, he's going to be like $34 million
a year. Probably the second best receiver in the league.
Okay, so now you have all of your money into your quarterback and Ja'Marr Chase. We saw what happened when the Bengals had to drop some guys in the secondary. Like, I'm just telling you, these rosters start to get thin. I believe we're at an oversaturation point for receivers. This feels like the ceiling. You start paying guys $30 million, and you're going to have to cut from other places, Colin.
Well, but the lead, the you know, I used to, on this show, anybody that listens, I used to call receivers icing, never the cake. I do believe, because I believe the cake for years and years was the coach, the quarterback, the left tackle, the great defensive lineman. That was the cake. I do believe because of rule changes, the receiver is now part of the cake and not just the icing. So I don't have a problem paying Justin Jefferson, Devontae. I don't have any problem paying Amon-Ra St. Brown. True number ones, top seven guys. No problem at all. But somebody, agents are to blame for this. Agents don't sit down and go, you do get now. You are the second or third highest played player on the team. It's not just production.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but I'm not paying. I said this about Baker Mayfield. I like Baker. But the squirreliness scared me on the quarterback thing. Johnny Manziel. It's not the talent, it's the squirreliness. I'm making you foundational. I need grown-ups.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson, I'm fine paying him. You're going to have a quarterback on the rookie deal.
Yeah.
Next up, the draft kicks off tomorrow night. Speculation still about Jaden Daniels. A lot of people think he's going to end up with the Commanders. He recently told reporters, Colin, that he hopes to surpass Mike Vick and Lamar Jackson as the greatest running quarterback of all time. I'll let you take this away.
Well, I'm fine with that as long as you're great in the pocket. I don't have a problem. Lamar Jackson running is a huge part of his game. I don't have a problem with that.
Wait a minute.
I just want you to be great in the pocket too.
You were worried about paying Lamar last year because he had the injuries, because getting it hurt in the pocket and scrambling.
I would have paid Lamar.
Running quarterbacks get injured more than pocket quarterbacks. That's a fact, undeniable fact.
I'm not denying it. If he says I want to be the greatest running quarterback, that's fine. He's also a better passer coming out of college than Lamar was or Michael Vick. That's why I like him. I think he's a very good passer.
Yeah, he's way older than those guys were.
Yeah, so he's a better thrower. I like Jaden. I think I have no fear. He's a little thin for me. That's why I think Caleb's a better prospect, but he's very good. Very good player. People I respect have him a close two to Caleb Williams.
Okay, final story. Ooh, man, Phoenix Suns. Listen, the one game I missed last night, the Suns could not deliver. Colin, it's crazy. Grayson Allen goes down third quarter, and all of a sudden, Suns fall apart. I'm not even kidding. And, you know, Phoenix not playing defense or chirping. Some comments from Devin Booker about unhappy with, like, the team. The vibes are very bad in Phoenix right now. Kevin Durant, two assists. He now has three in the series.
Yeah, well, Kevin just wants the ball. He doesn't want to lead. He's your buddy. That's all he wants to be. That's fine. But we're going to demand a little bit more of that from superstars. And Joel Embiid, we're demanding you have to win a second-round playoff series. Kevin Durant, you can be a baller and leave the penthouse for Brooklyn and the reboot in Phoenix. But this series is on you. You're the best player in the series.
Yeah, Suns were 30th in bench scoring this season, and now they lose Grayson Allen, who was great, and they just paid. And it's not looking good. Listen, I picked the Suns to win this series.
So did I.
I thought they would give the Nuggets a problem. I'm not saying it's over, because they did lose the first two to Denver last year on the road, came back and tied it.
They'll win a game.
They'll win game three. Lock that up. They will win game three. The question is, can they win four and then come back in five? The role players, Jaden McDaniels, man. He is locking up Devin Booker.
At home.
And Chris Finch, your guy, he comes on the show. Instead of putting McDaniels on Durant, they said, Durant's going to get his 35, 40, whatever. We're going to lock up Booker, and Booker has done like nothing in this series. Fouled out, frustrated.
Nothing.
And it's like, who's creating?
Well, Booker's not a great athlete. He's a great scorer. And the NBA has that. Sometimes, like, Ant Edwards is a great scorer and a great athlete. Kobe, MJ. Sometimes you get a guy that, I grew up with Alex English. He led the NBA in the 80s in scoring.
Yeah.
The entire 80s. Not Larry Bird, Alex English. But he wasn't a great athlete. And sometimes those guys get into difficult matchups where they need that burst and juice and they don't really have it. And so I think Booker's always been known as a scorer. He's not a world-class athlete. And so I think you can clog him up. You couldn't clog Kobe up or MJ up. They just get there. Ant Edwards is going to get his. He's just getting clogged up and he doesn't have kind of the elusiveness and the kind of dynamic juice to get away from him.
Yeah. Finch is putting on some good stuff. Vogel's getting kind of body back.
No, Finch is a great coach.
Offense, they can't do anything.
Well, every time you watch Minnesota, whether they're the most talented team or not, when you watch Minnesota, they're doing what they should for their roster. They're making the right moves. There are some rosters, like Boston and Denver, don't have a lot of limitations. Most rosters have limitations. Like right now, the New York Knicks, are getting everything out of their roster. They're doing exactly what they should. I still can't believe the Knicks lead 2-0. Brunson's played poorly. There's no Julius Randle. Embiid and Maxey are putting up big numbers. And the Knicks lead 2-0. Oh.
That's not lasting long, okay? We know Sixers tomorrow is like the bet of the playoffs so far.
All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Rachel Nichols, top of next hour. You see Caitlin Clark signed that big contract with Nike? Are people okay with that?
Why would they not be?
Well, people are...
I know some of the WNBA players are chirping and unhappy that they don't have...
Have you ever said to yourself in the off season of the WNBA... Oh, I want to watch the WNBA next year. This is the first time in my life I've thought, oh, I'm going to watch. I want to watch the WNBA. I want to see what she plays like.
Well, I think every single game she's in is going to be televised, which is smart. I'll definitely check it out. We'll be going to the Caitlin Clark game out here in L.A.
Absolutely.
When she visits,
I've never in my life before thought about the WNBA out of season.
That's the Caitlin Clark factor. As much as people want to say there's other girls, yeah, there are. They're nice, but it's all about Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, Nike does this for a living. Nike literally for a living tries to find people. The deal's actually very favorable to Nike. She made almost as much at Iowa on her NIL. She signed a 8-year, $28 million, $3.5 million per year. She was making $3 million at Iowa.
Is that official?
That's what the story is. I mean, I don't follow Iowa NIL women's basketball.
But that's just with Nike. She's also going to have.
Yeah, but I'm saying Nike. So, and that was just NIL for Iowa. So Caitlin Clark, I bet you, is renegotiating this deal after a year. Nothing against the agent, but she's making basically NIL money at Iowa. She literally outsold the entire Dallas Cowboys roster.
Well, a jersey's different from a sneaker, right? Are people going to buy Caitlin Clark's sneakers?
That's a very good point.
I mean, I'll wear a Caitlin Clark jersey. I don't care. My daughter's going to get one. Like, it's fine. I mean, they're all sold out everywhere.
But now you're talking about
sneakers. That's a little different.
No, you're right. Those are like $150 or something.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know. Shaq was not moving sneakers. We know that, you know? Sneaker sales are totally different. The jersey sales.
Have you ever bought a sneaker due to an athlete?
I'm so embarrassed to admit this. I tried the Carmelo Anthony's after he got traded to the Knicks. Terrible shoes. No, that was it. One and done. I wear Damian Lillard's now. I feel like they're the most comfortable.
But did you buy them because of Dame, or you just bought them?
Well, I cycle through, and I'm a high top guy, not a low top. I can't wear low tops because of my ankles.
Yeah, same.
I know. Okay.
So you went and bought a Carmelo Anthony shoe.
This is back in the day when I was in New York, and I was like, oh, you know, geeked for Carmelo. But they just weren't comfortable. Couldn't play in them. By the way, you can't play in Michael Jordan sneakers. You cannot. They're just style cool sneakers. Can't play basketball. They're terrible. Terrible basketball sneakers. Everyone will back me up on that, you know, once Wes puts this online.
So Michael's shoes aren't built to be worn as athletic shoes. They're
like a Chanel bag for women. You know, you're signaling to people, hey, I can afford Jordans. What up? Hey.
I'd never heard that before. Is that true?
Pretty much. I mean, maybe someone will check me on that after this, but yeah.
It's like a Chanel bag. It's a status symbol.
Exactly.
Jordan shoe is I had no idea.
You like that, huh?
Well, I mean, to be the best seller for 25 years in shoes, and it's a status symbol.
Cool.
All right. I've never had a Jordan shoe in my whole life. I got a Yao Ming shoe.
Who will not send you free sneakers.
I've never had a Yao. I've had it. Somebody sent me a Derrick Rose shoe once.
How were they?
No sole. Joke. I kid because I care. That's not my thing. I'm not moved to buy things based necessarily on superstar athletes. There are people that will. I will buy products based on an endorsement by somebody I trust, but I'm not like a tennis shoe guy, first. And secondly, pro athletes don't move me to buy stuff because I think pro athletes will just take the money and never care.
What about Agassi when he was a tennis player? I played tennis, and I was a young guy. I was like, I need the Agassi. You know,
okay,
like,
but that's status.
Right.
But I think athletes will always, I mean, Shaq's on 50 commercials. Shaq would do insurance, whoever pays him the most, and I don't begrudge Shaq for doing that, but athletes don't move me to products because they're just going to take the most money. But there's been an actor or there's been somebody that said, hey, this is really good, and I've thought, oh, I'm going to try that because they have good taste. It's almost like when I watch a movie based on usually the director and the top actor. I mean, Ed Norton, Don Cheadle are not in bad movies. Yeah. Tom Hanks is not in a lot of bad movies. Meryl Streep's done bad movies. The guy who did Oppenheim, he's not in a lot of bad movies. He doesn't, Mike Nichols, historically. There were directors that I'm like, oh, he knows scripts. So I will follow, I don't care about the producer. I will follow the director and the lead, the protagonist, the star of the movie. I'll follow them. Sometimes I'll look at the writers. But it's the same with athletes will just take the money. Yeah. But there are people out there that endorse things, and I'm like, okay, I'll buy that.
I saw the Napoleon movie with Joaquin Phoenix. Are you a fan? Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
He's amazing. And I heard people say, oh, the movie's not that great. Yeah. The movie's awesome. Napoleon, the new one, it just came out.
So he got you into a theater.
I mean, all of his movies are good. Joaquin Phoenix is really at the top of his game. Top five actor in Hollywood right now. Has to be. No?
Doesn't move me.
Really?
Yeah, I like Christopher Bale. I think is
Christian Bale,
I think. I haven't seen him in a movie in over a year. Christian Bale, I think, to me, is the best actor in the world currently right now. But that doesn't mean I can't move. But I've always had guys like Cheadle and Ed Norton, and Michael Keaton is a guy that doesn't make bad movies.
Right. That's your
Michael
guy.
Keaton's always in good movies.
Yeah.
So if Michael's in it, then I know that he wouldn't, you know, he's rich. He doesn't need the money. Anyway, just rambling here. This started with Caitlin Clark, who probably does need some of the money and got it from Nike, but I think Nike got a good deal. Live in L.A., it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Saturday on Fox, the United Football League continues in primetime as Birmingham battles Houston or San Antonio takes on Arlington. It all kicks off Saturday at 7 Eastern on Fox. Check local listings for the game in your area.
Okay, so this is entry. A little trivia for the audience. I'm not a big trivia guy, but here it goes. So there's a content producer at the other place named Paul Hembo, and he calculated the percentage of first-round picks that hit or miss.
This is 20 drafts. Now, don't look this up, J-Mac. Look at me. The audience got to play along. Don't be cheating. Don't be out there scouring social media. So don't look at, no, you guys put it on. That's okay. That's fine. The positions that miss the least: center, offensive tackle, guard, linebacker, and quarterback. The position that misses the most whiffs and busts, is wide receiver. Now, why would that be in a wide receiver league over the last 10 years? Quarterback, wide receiver. Only 27%, three out of four fail in the first round. So you and I, you talked about this the other day off the air with me. And I've had this theory, and I have discussed it with people. So here's my reason why. I would avoid, in most cases, drafting receivers in the first round. Here is why. Of all the touchdowns scored in the NFL, what are the most spectacular and the flashiest, on average? Wide receiver. They are often the biggest and best athletes. Their corners aren't 6'4", and a half, 6'5". They're the best athlete. They're the NBA player of the NFL. They break the huddle first. They're not really reliant on a lot of other people outside of a quarterback. Just get open, beat your man. Even sometimes they tell quarterbacks, throw me open. So it is a personnel. There's a reason we have a term, diva wide receiver, and not diva guard or diva linebacker or diva safety. Is that wide receiver is the flashiest position. It is now one of the highest paid positions. Your quarterback, your touchdowns and big plays are the most spectacular. You're often celebrated for your touchdowns. Running back score touchdowns from 3 yards out. Receiver touchdowns are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, over the top speed. And so they are rarely humbled in high school or college. So when you draft them, the receivers that come in humble and hungry are often later round receivers with something to prove. It is the ego position of the league. And as much as you can avoid adding ego to ego with a first round selection and giving gas to that flame, because it really is the position. They break the huddle first. They score the most spectacular touchdowns. They are big names. No great quarterback in the history of the league doesn't have a great complimentary receiver. And so that's my take on receivers. Be careful about first-round receivers. Now, like Harrison, there's obviously two or three a year. But why? Look at the positions that don't fail. It's those grinder, tough, linebacker, guard. Those guys are humbled the minute they walk into this league. And those jobs are not flashy and not spectacular. I'm not saying all receivers are like this. I mean, Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, they're like pros. But it is weird. Three out of four first-round receivers are busts. That's insane. Hour two next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.